The criticism of the Obama administration's economic stimulus plan came from Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who said the U.S. spending measures, including bank bailouts, would undermine the stability of the global financial market. He called U.S. plans to spend its way out of recession a road to hell. Mr. Topolánek spoke at the European Parliament in the French city of Strasbourg just a week before leaders of the G20 group of top economies meet in London to discuss ways to tackle the global crisis. Europe and the United States have been at odds over ways to deal with the economic downturn, with Washington pushing the 27-nation European Union to spend more to fight it. But Mr. Topolánek's criticism is particularly sharp, and it has added weight since the Czech Republic is the EU's president until the end of June. Meanwhile, Mr. Topolánek's government faces an uncertain future after it lost a no-confidence vote Tuesday. Mr. Topolánek says he will offer to resign, but he told European lawmakers that Czech domestic politics would not affect its EU presidency. The head of the bloc's executive arm, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, also expressed confidence the Czech presidency would be successful. But he warned Czech politicians not to let internal divisions undermine efforts to reform the European Union through a key document known as the Lisbon Treaty.
I would like to urge all political leaders not to use this political crisis in a way to put the Lisbon Treaty as hostage of domestic problems. This will not be fair to the other countries of Europe. Any suggestion to change that, not to respect the treaties, is of course unacceptable.
The Czech Republic is among the few EU countries that has yet to ratify the treaty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.